Hi.
Yay.
Hey.
Hello.
We're here.
Yeah. Are you ready to hear about why Cooler's a bad Dragon Ball villain? Because
Jesus Christ.
I've got enough Dragon Ball to fill. So,
You're dumb.
I've got enough Dragon Ball knowledge to fill
me
in, Travis.
That's stupid. You're dumb.
I wish I could collect the Dragon Balls to wish your knowledge away.
Oh, no, no.
Ah.
That would be a real monkey's paw.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The latest thing that I've seen that's Dragon Ball is a 15-minute Instagram video of Drake assembling the Dragon Balls to summon Shenron.
Fucking, that's fucking Drake thing.
When he fucking throws
That's my favorite meme of the year so far. Just Drake's stupid dancing. You don't have to listen to it.
No,
just look at that video.
It's the
I mean, like, I know he is, but I just...
It's the new Vine sensation.
Yeah.
Sweeping the nation.
Because it's so shitty.
Jesse James, meows the name.
What?
Sorry, I was thinking of nations. Video games. This is PNB.
Yep. It is PNB, and I'm your host, Kayla Zumbom. Welcome. And with me today is Marco Villapando. Marco, say hello.
Hello, and spooky hellos.
Spookiest hellos ever, guys. Just the spookiest. And Dylan Tierney's here too.
Hi! Broly sucks.
Okay.
Just saying. Don't ask questions. Just leave it at that.
Alright.
Yeah.
I guess.
He's just a big hulking man who's not as good as the Hulk. So.
I mean, that works.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah,
how's it going, Kayla?
Am I here?
How have you been? How's it going?
What is this?
Are you okay?
What? No, I'm good.
It's Hallow's Eve.
It's Hallow's Eve. What is this Halloween nonsense? I don't understand.
Well.
No, I'm fucking...
Wow, right now, I'm actually the current expert on this.
Eastman and Laird in the 1980s created Halloween.
Oh, Jesus.
It was originally a much darker and grimmer holiday. Lots of killing.
Well, actually, it's a Celtic tradition. Started off as Yahweh of the... it was the harvest time towards the dark side of the year. I know this because friggin' one of my classes right now, Myth and Symbol, we discussed... The beginnings of Halloween.
Didn't Frank Miller reboot Halloween in the 80s?
Exactly, yes. And that's when it became, you know, Halloween. The Dark Halloween returns.
And then Tim Burton made it, you know, fun and jovial again.
Sure, why not?
And then Joel Schumacher fucked it up.
Ah, god damn it. Fuck that guy. Oh my god. You wanna talk to somebody about Joel Schumacher movies? You talk to Church's wife about Batman and Robin. Yeah,
I'd rather not ever think about that. Fucking movie ever again.
We had dinner at a Johnny Rockets, and you're just talking about that movie for like 20 minutes.
Did she defend it?
Well, yeah, she did, but in this sort of like, everybody hates what they're doing. It's like total ironic, you know, campy in the 60s kind of way, and like everybody but Schwarzenegger is in on the joke. Schwarzenegger has no idea. Yeah, I see.
He was almost like dying at that point. So.
Yeah.
And I can't really.
And Uma Thurman looks like she's dressed in drag the whole time. It's great.
I mean, right, hey, yeah. That's how my Poison Ivy is. She is dressed in drag or she's a lesbian. I mean, it's either or, honestly.
You can't go both ways.
No.
But they did Bane so well in that movie. Oh.
Oh, yeah, totally. You can totally tell he was, you know, Latino.
He was more human than recent incarnations. You could never tell that was Tom Hardy, by the way.
Not really.
No, you couldn't because it was a mask.
Because the mask and the voice and they apparently edited a lot in post. It's a rigmarole, as it were.
A rigmarole?
It's a real rigmarole.
Where'd you pick up that word?
I can't speak. I believe it was Talk Radar.
I got it from Talk Soup.
Ooh.
I got it from some cartoon.
I got it from Italy. I had to eat some rigatoni. And then they rolled it up into a roll and called it a rigmarole.
That's
fucking retarded.
Awful.
Somebody arrest me.
I will do that for you.
Call the cyber cops.
Oh no, it's like that one other meme. I'm not gonna go back into that meme. Nope.
Dylan, what have you been playing, for Christ's sake?
Boy, that's a loaded question. What
what haven't you been
playing? What haven't, man? You know me. Nothing but video games over here.
Nothing but video games.
I have been playing Mortal Kombat X. I rented it from a Redbox to play it on a tournament I was hosting tonight. And that game is... Yeah, I don't know what to think about that game. As a guy who kind of takes fighting games semi-seriously, it's like... It's not a hard game for newcomers, but it's also like, if you're an expert, you're going to totally cheese people out with like juggles and stuff. And it's, I don't know. It was Halloween themed too, so a lot of people were playing as Jason and Predator. So.
Jason. I was playing as a little boy.
Speaking of Quantic
Little Boys.
Dream games. I hope David Cage knows how to put emotion to his games more than that robot will.
Don't call it sci-fi.
It's not science nor fiction.
This is real.
It's real to me, damn
this
it.
It's happening right now.
Nope.
Willem Dafoe's in Mortal Kombat X. His Green Goblin portrayal was that legendary. Sorry, he was in Beyond Two Souls, so that was another Quantic Dream game that sucked.
Yep.
And with Ellen Page.
Nobody like that image circling around that Michael Grimm tweeted, though, of them just looking like, just stoically sad off camera. And my caption's like, that face when the money's not worth it. Just going on this terrible press tours with this weird French man.
Who is David Cage?
I have no idea. I cannot tell.
Be careful,
Ellen. Don't get raped.
Guillaume.
Mortal
Kombat's fun. There's apparently more DLC on the way, but NetherRealm's lips are sealed till next year. You imagine they're going to stretch this out so they can... I mean, they're a 2-year studio, but they go back and forth between like Mortal Kombat and Injustice. So you got to figure an Injustice 2 is going to happen. Like, there's very few sure things in AAA game development. That is one of them. They will make a sequel to that game. But before that, they got to, you know, stretch out MKX a little bit more. And it's a fun game. But, like, the crowd attendance for that tournament was not nearly as much as Smash. Smash is just the big thing at school. Hey, go figure, a bunch of nostalgia bait is appealing to kids who grew up in the 90s. But it was fun. Mortal Kombat's fun. And I dicked around with it a little after the tournament. Mortal Kombat. Anybody here play? I'm guessing not.
I haven't played since 3.
Jesus Christ.
Look, man, I was in middle school.
I was a Cabal girl, damn it.
I can't remember who I was.
Sindel? Were you a girl with white hair?
I don't think I played... Well, did I play Sindel a lot? I don't remember.
There aren't a lot of women in those games.
No, well, there is an I know X. I didn't play Sonya.
There are all just Palace Watchers.
It's like 9 women in X, and none of them look the same except Katana and Melina.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
What else did I play? I played a little bit of Tales from the Borderlands, but I think I got into that a little last week. It's better than like Walking Dead in hindsight. Like Walking Dead, we all played at the time and were very enamored with, but I think its flaws are a bit more visible these days.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as more of their games start to spit out, like, you know, Minecraft. Story mode. You're all clamoring for.
I will never play that.
Boy, oh boy, howdy, how I will never. But that'll be a lot of kids' first Telltale games, so.
Well.
Ooh, I actually got this last week, but there's this game on the App Store called Skullgirls 2 Airport.
Oh, yes.
What's it called? Airport Danger? Airport? It's made by a studio who makes nothing but asset knockoffs of other fighting games and, like, throws it into one shit pile. It's, like, the worst version of what's Mugen. the button prompts don't work. The menu is like three different fonts, and like one of the fonts is literally like some kind of Sanskrit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And literally the bottom corner, there's ads for Minecraft and Mortal Kombat that don't link to anything. You push them and they don't do anything.
Wow, that's...
And then you actually play that goddamn game, and it doesn't work. Like, you'll try to jump over an opponent, and then the camera will do like a horizontal flip. Like, I honestly feel like they had to try to make this game this bad, because it is... Oh my god. Like, I'm loading it up right now, and there's like 30 fighters to choose from, except you can only choose the three characters with portraits at the bottom. So there's only three characters: Alex, Poison, and Hugo. Which, by the way, this isn't a Capcom game.
That's...
The graphics really look like 1990 quality of like spinning GIFs of like the Versus screen going at the camera. Oh! And everywhere you look, there's fucking ads too. With a horrible PS1 virtual keyboard going, like I can't believe this game fucking happened. I encourage anybody to actually look into this game, and it is free. No microtransactions, as far as I'm aware, because boy howdy would they be suited to oblivion.
I'm sure they would.
I don't even know if the game's still up. I just have it downloaded. Skullgirls 2, by the way.
Electric Boogaloo. Boogaloo's
Apocalypse. Jesus Christ. Like, if I was the Skullgirls developers, I'd just kind of laugh at it and be like, what the fuck are you... What is happening? Why are you even trying?
One star review this shit.
Not even. Like, it's just fucking insanity.
Just forget that it existed.
I mean, sure. It's not going to hurt the brand because it's so terrible and obviously a knockoff.
Yeah. And everybody else is going to be like, nope.
I loaded up Ghost Trick when I heard that it might be having issues on iOS 9. Works fine for me. Even has my old saves.
Maybe they patched
it. I am not going to get that on iOS because I have it on DS.
That is a fair point.
Which is why I have Ace Attorney Trilogy on iOS, because I don't have it on DS. And I can't be bothered to find them all.
Wah, wah. Go ahead, Kayla.
Don't have that. I have Chrono Trigger on 3DS, or DS, and I also have it on iOS.
I have it on both as well, but I play it more on iOS, go figure.
I gotta find that cartridge. It's somewhere around here.
Did you guys know I play Hearthstone? Because I play Hearthstone.
What's a Hearthstone?
It's Hearthstone. Okay. In the World of Warcraft lore.
Oh, God, I'm going to die.
A
now.
Hearthstone.
Jesus and Christ. I'm back to playing Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. SS Twins Creed.
Actually, yay. It's kind of a lull period for Hearthstone, yay, because BlizzCon's going on, I think, next week. So, it's a little stale right now, but we'll see what happens.
I should probably go there and just to spite you. Be like, ha ha.
Son of a bitch. You son of... I want to go. It'd be nice. Is it
it's in probably in Anaheim.
Of course there fucking is.
It's right there next to Disneyland.
Speaking of Blizzard games, I played a little bit of Overwatch on my friend's laptop. He got invited to the beta. Overwatch is basically Blizzard's take on Team Fortress 2. With a bit more like heart and characterization and like cool art styles and like a loose narrative tying it together. And it's real fun. I played as this cool like teleporting British girl that was in the launch trailer or like the reveal trailer last year.
Tracer,
yeah.
She's Australian.
Son of a... Oi!
Way to go, oi.
I broke my train of thought.
You've been outed. You can't tell the difference.
Can't really tell
the
difference.
Although, then again, it might be New Zealand. It might be a Kiwi accent, so I don't know.
I don't know. Overwatch is fun, and I actually dug into some gaming news today, and there might be like a PS4 and Xbox One version, so...
Oh!
Yep, console it.
That would be neat.
If there is a console version, I'll probably get it.
I'm fairly certain it's also a free-to-play game, but I don't...
Which, even better.
I mean, if it's like, you know, Team Fortress 2 with its all cosmetics and stuff, and maybe you buy characters later down the line, like League of Legends, I could see that working.
I could really could see that working.
But they've already dug into esports in that world pretty hard. A lot of teams, a lot of, like, people who buy teams have already been scouting, like, people who are really good at Team Fortress 2 and, like, Battlefield and stuff, and they're trying to jump on this bandwagon early. Because it's probably going to be pretty big, if I had to guess. It's ticking all the right boxes. There's a couple little balance things I'm not too thrilled with, like spawn points are kind of crappy. But, I mean, they can fix that down the line, and it's a beta. Overwatch is cool. You should buy it. Or, no, download it when you can.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, it's free. What the fuck are you going to do? I mean, although I'm guessing they won't have console and PC crossplay, because that would just be unfair for console players now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
When it comes to, like, just PC players being kicked shit out of them.
Watch a game of War Thunder, and you'll see the difference.
PC players are the edge.
Yeah.
Better for those type of games. It's all I've really been playing. See, I've wanted to go back to Fallout, because I'm just getting this fucking... Pumped. Craving now that we're like 11 days out from Fallout 4.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
We're on the brink, guys.
The brink of war.
Nope.
That never changes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Werner Herzog. Wait, no.
Werner Herzog. You were going to say Werner Herzog.
Shut up! The war never changes. Oh, I want him to say the intro now. No, but I wanted to play New Vegas again, but it's like, just hold off. Don't spoil yourself. Just dig into Fallout 4. Early initial reports, not from reviewers or anything, but it's going to be like more of a shooter, but also more of an RPG. Like, they're going to add a bunch of both, really.
I mean, they tried it with 3. They were trying to go away from, like, the...
RPG?
No, well, from their, like, third person, because Fallout 1 and 2 were more of, like, hexagon, like, third person.
But I just mean that the shooting mechanics will be tightened and feel more like a modern shooter than, like, Fallout 3, as great as it is, like, it's very much RPG first, guns second.
Mm-hmm. That's why they had bats, you know?
Exactly. Yep. So, and then when I played Borderlands later, it's like, well, this is guns first and RPG second. Like, it was the inverse.
Guns first, entertainment second.
Ooh, yeah, there were a lot of guns in Borderlands.
That's why I really liked the Tales from the Borderlands game a lot more.
It's a nice change of pace.
It wasn't a shooter. Because I got bored really easy. Despite, you know, its funniness. I was like, I just want a straight-up story. I don't want to have to do all these fetch quests.
Right.
Are we in a hangar suddenly?
What in the fuck?
I'm in a secluded room in my school, and windows have automatically lifted up, I think because it's midnight. Sounds cool, doesn't it? Sounds like I'm being assimilated by some robots.
It sounds like the radio in Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh, who could forget?
I don't
forget it ever.
So that's the video games Dylan's been playing. You guys can talk about Assassin's Creed while I go nap.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm 8% in.
I am
27? Yeah, but you also have like a huge XP boost because of you bought that dumb gold edition.
Yeah, it's only a 10%. XP boost, so it's like, oh, on top of the 100 XP you got from this task, you get an extra 10. Boop. But that's really all that is. Plus, I got some nice extra, like, costumes. Like a Sherlock Holmes outfit for Jacob.
Oh, nice. The Deer Hunter cap.
Yep, with the Deer Hunter cap. So when I do the Jack the Ripper stuff, I'm gonna have that outfit on and be like, yep, I am Sherlock Holmes hunting down the Ripper. Although I'm only like, as far as the story goes, I'm only like right after you finish like the first set of like, oh hey, here are the missions that introduce the first like three or four allies that you make in the game and the gang mechanics. Now be free. And so I did, and took over a lot.
Dude, and you're just like, wait.
I'm like, okay, take over like a quarter of the map. I'm suddenly over-leveled.
Yeah, see, and I'm trying to level up.
Yes.
It's really fucking hard. Because they're like, the district right next to the first one is like, it's level 6.
Oh, and
you're like, well, that, goddammit.
I'd say save up some of your money so that in the pause menu you have the gang perks. And the first ones you should get are the ones that the first version of it makes it so that like cops don't harass you. And the second tier of it is it so that, you know, the blighters don't harass you and try to start fights with you automatically.
Yeah.
That'll help you a lot.
So, well, I've upgraded a lot.
The second branch of things that I upgraded was was the ones that make me money every half hour.
Yeah.
To the point where like now I make in within an hour, I'm like, oh, I suddenly have like 40,000
crowns. Cool, excellent. Crowns. Thanks.
Quid, I'll say that.
Quid, okay.
Yes, pounds.
Pounds.
I have that much, and now I'd never have to worry.
Loonies and tooties? Is that right?
That's Canada, sir.
That's Canada, sorry. Sir.
No, but now I can,
Sacagawea?
Sacagaweas, yes.
And I really can't tell the difference between the twins and their mechanics. I like Eevee,
mm-hmm.
just because she seems like she is more...
I love that Pokemon.
Like,
she is the composed one.
She's the composed, and every guy wants to date her. It's so funny.
Does she friend zone them all?
Yes.
Oh, that's sweet.
She does. Come on. She's an assassin, dude.
She's like, nah.
She seems like straight down to business, and like I've heard she's the stealthier one of the two.
Yeah, she is the stealthier one. Jacob's the loose cannon.
I mean, because Jacob's like, I'm gonna have a gang. They're gonna call the rooks. I even got uniforms ready
but
for
you
them.
Don't even play. You don't even play chess, and.
He's like, ugh, you're the worst.
Whatever,
the worst.
I'm gonna go look for these pieces of Eden.
Whatever. Yeah.
No, but yeah.
He's like, but gang.
Mechanics-wise, they're about the same. Except Eevee has access to some extra stealth perks, and Jacob has access to some combat.
I see that at the bottom, they're marked blue and red, depending.
Yeah.
Like, Jacob's has like a top hat on, and hers is the
hood. Yeah.
Normal hood assassin type thing.
Yeah, so it's like, oh hey, Jacob can take a lot more punches because he's just like blocking them all or whatever. And Eevee can practically turn invisible.
Which is nice.
If you stand still.
Sounds like Metal Gear.
Yeah, with the Octo Camo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. But yeah, I'm only like in the beginning. I haven't really gone into the plot, really. I'm like, okay, Jacob wants to kill all the Templars. Eevee wants to look for, Eden artifacts. And that's where I'm at with that.
That's about right.
Yeah. I just did like a shit ton of side quests. Like I did all of the detective things, the little mini missions. And
are you talking about the
dreadful crime?
The dreadful crimes.
Yes.
Which you get for PS4 only.
Yeah, you get to be a detective.
Play it first. Yeah.
You get the mechanic. You get the side missions from Unity, basically. But now, which I really enjoy. I really enjoyed those because I just like, you know, trying to solve those. Me being the guy
being
the guy that's really into like Batman and Ace Attorney and Ghost Trick and all that kind of stuff.
And the first one, they're just like, yeah, we think it's the boys. And I'm like, too deep. That stab wound's too deep for a kid. Can't stab that deep. That's going to be a guy. Like, I could pretty much tell, like deep stab wound in chest. That is not a child.
Oh, yeah.
A child cannot stab that deep.
I mean, I think Mike Myers did. Michael Myers.
Michael
yeah,
Myers.
Baby.
He was not a child. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. No, one of my favorite ones, I think, was the most hated man in London. where it's like, oh wow, here's the corpse of this one guy who from what all the witnesses say is a total asshole and was found stabbed, poisoned, and crushed by a crate. And you have to determine what was the thing that killed him. What was the first thing that killed him?
Oh, yeah, because everybody's been like, bleh.
Yeah. That one was confused.
Well, it wouldn't be the crate crashing on top of him, because... Mm.
Turns out it was the stab wound.
Of course it was. Damn. Don't! Spoilers!
Yeah, but
it
now
was
you
the stab
determine
wound
who stabbed
from
what.
A splinter from the crate that fell on him.
God
yeah,
damn
now
it.
You gotta determine what stabbed him.
Exactly.
You're an asshole.
The poison also stabbed him. It was a glass bottle.
Maybe there was a needle. Maybe there was a needle in his food. Who knows?
I hate you.
You'll never know,
I hate you
Kayla.
So
we didn't
much.
Spoil anything for you.
Trust me, that's like one out of like 12.
Hate you.
You're honestly not missing out.
I'm fucking joking.
That's
she still hates you. Though,
also, I did a bunch of Arthur Conan Doyle. That's the detective stuff.
That's detective stuff.
I did the what's his face, the guy who wrote a bunch of stories.
Dickens.
The one Dickens, yes.
Dickens.
The
I did
Christmas
all the,
Carol.
I did a bunch of the. No, well, I wish he was there. But no, I did a bunch of the Dickens stories, which delves into like the supernatural, kinda, where it's like you're basically playing as like
a Ghostbuster,
a Ghostbusters,
yeah,
MythBuster. Where it's like, hey,
Buster
is this house really haunted? Let's find out. And you just go exploring a house with Charles Dickens.
Great.
Okay, I'm down.
Really, that's
let's go explore a house with Charles Dickens. I want to do that now.
Have you not done any of them?
No, I haven't seen any of them.
Just look for all the ones that say, just have like a C, all the side missions.
Okay, I think I saw one.
Yeah.
But it just popped up. Literally just popped up.
I think the first one you do is probably the one that has to do with Springheel Jack.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be fun.
That one is a fun one.
Yeah. So I'm liking it pretty much, because I know that Unity was a bit of a hot piece of garbage for a little bit.
It's the exact same game, it just didn't have the bugs.
Yeah. Well, I had one bug. I think I have it on my PS4 that I loaded into the train station. And then there is Jacob, and he's just, like, falling, and it looks like he's doing the weird running man that Will Smith did in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. I need to, save this for prosperity.
Huh.
And, yeah. So, yep. But that's pretty much it. That and Oblivion's pretty much the only thing that I could play.
Also Metal Gear.
Also, yeah, of course you have done Metal Gear.
What else?
Why wouldn't you? When I was done with Metal Gear Online, I went back to the single player and was just having more fun.
And Ace Attorney.
Well, why not?
Because for some reason I thought, hey, let's go through all the Ace Attorney games while you're doing all this stuff.
Yeah, while you're doing everything else, do this.
You gotta have like 3 games in front of you at all times. Gotta get the most stimuli.
This is my life.
Stimuli, yes. You did it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kayla,
good job, you.
Kayla, what games do you been playing that aren't in Jolly Old England?
Oblivion?
I say that's... technically, that's England.
No, technically
it's not. Hey, at least you're not one of those people that's like, oh, fucking Elder Scrolls got shit after Morrowind.
I never actually played Morrowind.
What kind of monster? Okay,
I bet
it's
archaic.
Well, I tried to play it on the original Xbox when I got my original Xbox, and then I decided this is not for me.
Whoop! Turns out it's old and archaic.
Yep. And then I was like, ooh, Oblivion.
Maybe try that one weird, super cool remastered thing that people have been trying to make.
But the Skyrim mod that's just that Elzewood or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to do a lot of things like that. I think there's also a group of modders that are trying to rebuild Cyrodiil the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep, because I remember someone made the Imperial City in the Crisis Engine once, and that was pretty hilarious.
I could totally do that.
I bet you could.
I have the CryEngine over here.
Of course you
do. Just sitting right here, Mr. CryEngine.
Hey, Mr. Krudge.
How's it going, man?
How you doing?
I also have Unreal right there, too.
Yes, you
do. Do you want it to look like Crysis, or do you want it to look like Gears of War?
I don't want it to look like either of them.
I want it to look like Yoshi's Woolly World.
Okay, oh. I can do that. No, yes, okay. Cyrodiil and Yoshi's World.
I want a Jarl.
That's dope.
Yeah, I got it.
In Cyrodiil, they're counts and countesses.
I don't care.
I do. Say it right.
The only count I count is the count.
Y'all terrible.
And Dracula.
We're the worst, and we love it. Yep, so that's pretty much what I've been playing.
Vidya games.
Because in 11 days, I will lose myself.
Seriously, we're not going to podcast for like an extra month and a half because we're just going to be playing Fallout.
What are you playing? Fallout. Yep, Fallout. What are you
Let's
doing?
Talk
yep,
Fallout.
This is going to just be a Fallout cast. We're just going to have to change P&B for like a month and just be Fallout.
To P&F.
Podcasting Fallout. Yeah, that's fair. It's like, Fallout instead of what bullshit. We've been playing, it's like what quests you've been doing.
Yep.
Well, I've been trying to recreate the Joker.
Well, and I've been doing the game completely nude and gunless. So.
I've been playing Minecraft. Fallout.
Sorry, I actually just launched Minecraft thinking it was Fallout 4.
I made an entire village where every house is shaped like a dick.
Oh, I'm gonna totally do that.
That's gonna be great.
Just signs of huge dicks everywhere.
It's gonna be called Mega Dickton.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
I'm just gonna call this town D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
And not because
I mean, that's
of
totally
that
cool.
Thing.
Marco, you read comics. Do you read the Squirrel Girl comics?
No, I don't.
Oh, damn it.
I haven't.
Sorry,
read
I'm not.
Comic.
Sorry, I'm not Henry.
No, I was just wondering if she's made a D's Nuts joke yet.
Probably.
I'd be pretty okay with that.
I'm not a fan of the art.
I don't know. It seems okay. Sure. It's not my cup of tea, but it could be other people's, and that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. That gets me a bit conflicted about, Jughead comic. Because I'm like, I love Chip Zdarsky. Not a fan of the art.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, what was I going to say?
I don't know. I've literally played nothing else, guys.
Right, what about like Pokemon Shuffle? Snap.
Snap?
Pokemon
Snap.
Pokemon Snap. Pokemon Snap. That was a cool game. You were like an expert. You're that kid from the anime that took pictures. And
oh, that loser?
And then you were a game as him, and you just threw rocks at Pokemon and took pictures of them.
That's awfully mean.
No, literally, you throw a fucking rock at a Meowth on a cliff, and he falls over, and it's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I wish that
what
was...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I wish that was how Life is Strange was. You throw rocks at things
at animals.
You just go to, like, the blue-haired girl. Be like, hey, throw rocks.
I saw that there's a lot more Pokemon rumors on the horizon.
Oh, is there?
They got that Pokemon XYZ anime, which, I mean, is like the legendary Pokemon is like a traveling companion with them for some reason, and it's like this thing that looks like a slime from Dragon Quest.
Okay.
And this is the Zygarde Pokemon that turns into Perfect Cell. So we'll see what happens.
You can have Perfect Cell as a Pokemon.
You got to see his final form. He's pretty much Perfect Cell. But yeah, Pokemon's cool. I kind of wish Travis was here to back me up, because it's really just like, hey, did you know we're going to make a third Pokemon game in this generation? Go figure.
Hey.
And I still play some of the old Pokemon games on like my phone and something like, through, perfectly, legal means, of course, but,
Of course.
It's nice to be able to have like a speed, like a turbo button in those, because the grind in those games can kind of tedious when you've already played it like three times or something. So.
Other than that, nothing.
Not a lot of video games. I mean, like,
yeah, me neither.
Like Smash is a staple, but I honestly watch a lot more of it than I play it now. It's very interesting to watch.
I'm terrified of us in the next 2 weeks.
I know, it's gonna be so much
fun. We're gonna turn into ghouls.
We are.
Hey, smooth skin. Yep.
Instead of radiation, it's just like dirt.
I'm really gonna dread this, but at the same time, I'm super excited.
Me too.
Well, tell me about it, man. That is why
I know Nick is coming over that day.
I'm requesting a couple days off of work, doing my schoolwork early.
I already did it.
Just gonna sink some time.
I might
preloaded on my PS4. I just have to do the digital shit now.
I'm
gonna do that on next Friday.
I can't preload mine. No, because I'm getting it. I'm getting the Pip-Boy edition, and
I'm flipping that shit.
Yeah. I mean, I could do that.
Don't know for how much. It depends on how evil I feel. If somebody's willing to pay like $200 for it, then I'm not going to stop them. But.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen that much anymore because, you know, Bethesda started selling it.
Yeah, I did see they had some surplus go off, so I don't think it's going to be like $500, but it was never that bad, so.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just get like a little extra off of it, and then what's there, that's fine, because it's not like my phone's going to fucking work with that thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
Because you babies with your baby phones had to fucking weigh me down. Fucking whatever. As long as the app still works, which I've heard it does, I'll be fine. That's apps. Is it going to be like the Metal Gear Solid companion app, or is it going to be like a cool little fun thing that's...
It's going to serve as your map / inventory.
Okay, see,
It's like the Pip-Boy you have in-game. You just flip through the things.
Oh, okay, see, I kind of thought it was going to be this, like a Google Maps overlay or something.
I mean, if on the map tab of the Pip-Boy, I'm sure it'll work that way.
Potentially, that'd be cool. I'm starting to get it.
Will the radio play on your iPhone? Ooh.
I think that Metal Gears did, so I can't see why not. So.
That'd be cool.
It's not like I didn't have three other versions of Snake Eater on my phone, though. So, I mean...
God.
Well, I mean, I had the Smash Brothers cover album, which had that in it. I had the original version, and then I had the version recorded by the person who did most of the Metal Gear Solid 5 tracks.
You had Sins of the Father?
That too.
Yo.
Anytime I take a smoke, I'm just going to have that just play. Like I won't get fooled again, yeah. Metal Gear's fun, guys. I think that's my favorite game of the year so far.
I barely just finished Act 1 of the game, apparently.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I'm already beating the crap out of Skullface.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the game's pacing after Act 1 is so fucking just fucked up, and it's hard to point the finger at who, but like, it's still such a great ride. I know the open world's like kind of empty when you kind of stare at the open world, but I'm like actually playing the game is still so much fucking fun. So
I probably won't be able to play MGS5 until like next year.
Yeah, that my backlog isn't getting any shorter. That is why I cast Dragon Age Into the Darkness, because it's like you're probably a great game, but I'm never gonna have time.
I'm gonna have to forego my my completionist ways and just finish the story.
Yeah. Oh, of Assassins.
No, not of Assassins. I'm surprisingly clearing through the bonus stuff really quick.
That's good.
I just put on a podcast and I'm like, yep, let's just mow down all this stuff.
I had to go in early today because I went home early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the day yesterday.
Oh man.
I was sick.
I feel that pain. Yep.
And they were like, no, stay. And I was like, you don't understand this.
If I stay, I'm going to die.
Like, this isn't will not be good. And I got outside of the store and I made it to the dirt. And then whatever I had in my stomach just decided to say, hello.
Hello.
And then I was like, you fuckers did this to me. And I was like, I could have been home by now.
What got you sick?
It was just a bug.
Oh.
Yeah, and just like a 24-hour bug, because by like 2 o'clock today, I was fine. But I was just like, you motherfucker. And that manager owed me so many times of like coming in early for him and dealing with his nonsense. Like, he should have been like, yes, okay, go. Instead, he was like, meh, meh, meh. Oh, maybe you should get another person to come in early. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, no one else can come in. And I'm sick, and there are no jobs. So me being here right now is dumb. So let me go home. And they're like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But tell Julie to come in early. And I was like, no. So she didn't. She came in at 4.
That was disgusting.
And I was like,
I'll be sure to let Julie know that her work is appreciated.
Dude, Julie is the best. Even people tell me that.
Even like, I tell you that. So I'm much... like, Kayla, yeah, Julie's the best.
Julie is better.
She's the best.
Julie's better than me.
We're gonna keep talking about.
All right, then come in. Come in when Julie comes in, and I don't have to deal with fucking you anymore. So, good day.
Damn.
Like, I already did your shit job. You can go fuck yourself.
So we're gonna. But I have some people who are like, we're gonna take a little breather. We're gonna decompress, unpack, if you will.
We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, I don't know.
And we're gonna talk about Julie and Kayla.
No, we're not gonna talk about Julie.
We're gonna turn into that really creepy Neil Gaiman story. That I saw right a while ago about a statue.
Okay.
Is it the Weeping Angels?
No, it's creepier.
Not Doctor Who.
Shit, I gotta.
It's about one of those guys that, you know, like pretends to be a statue.
Oh, the living statues.
Yes,
no, those are freaky. Mm.
It's the stories about a living statue dude professing his love to this one girl, and it gets really dark and creepy.
I'm sure it does. All right, guys. We're gonna get dark and creepy when we come back.
Okay.
I mean, not like we are already dark and creepy, but we're gonna get even creepier.
Be right back.
Here's the season.
And, yep, and we're out.
Hi, Travis, you're in the break. You're listening to our podcast, but did you know that Front Towards Gamer has other podcasts, such as...
Oh, Front Towards Gamer Radio?
And the always great...
Game Twerp.
And don't forget... This is where you say your live mark goes. That's what all this is.
Sorry.
Edit.
Okay.
PC Engine.
and also, you can read reviews, previews, news, and comic reviews. It is the one-stop shop for all things Front Towards Gamery. Yeah, that's it. So go to Front Towards Gamer Radio. Go to fronttowardsgamer.com, not fronttowardsgamerradio.com. But go to listen to Front Towards Gamer Radio. Listen to Geek Link. No.
No.
Game Twerp. No. No. Listen to Geek Link. Game Twerp. And also PC Engine, which I'm not a part of anymore. Listen to all those things. But listen to our podcast. And come on back, because we're doing shit over here at Podcast and Bullshit.
PC Engine.
Are we doing shit?
Got it.
Oh
I got
God.
It, guys.
Chariots. Where are my chariots? Away, Pegasus! Away! Yeah, you thought you could throw me off with that, Marco. Fuck you.
This six second mark on the recording says otherwise.
Whatever, you son of a bitch. Got you.
Trying to get in with a fake out. Can't fool a host mistress, Caleb. Kayla.
Mistress?
The hostess with the mostest?
Host mattress? The mattress.
The hostess with the mostest? I guess?
Sure.
Sure, why not? Because we watched Beetlejuice on Monday. That was fun.
It was a fun watch.
We were maybe in that for like 5 minutes, Nick and I.
You were just
like...
Nick didn't really care for their talking.
Well, we were just like, well, we couldn't hear them, and then we couldn't hear the movie very well, so we're like, and I was like, you know what, I'll just turn them off. Like, I really love these guys, but I like it more.
I had to drop.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I had to drop out of there early because I had to do my homework. Because I keep forgetting to do that.
At least you're. You,
you
at least
can't
you don't,
not forget to do your homework.
But you're responsible enough to turn off your friends talking.
Yes. So I'm like,
shut
I
up.
Should probably. I should probably get back to this. And yeah.
Are there other Halloween movies you guys tend to watch? Because
Halloween Town, Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge, Halloween Town 3, Halloween Town High.
Return to Halloween Town?
That's the second one.
Shit.
Don't watch Halloween Town 4. That's when they recast the main girl, and that's just don't.
That
bother
is
with it.
Fucking sacrilege, man. I can't fucking have that in my Halloween Town.
That's impossible. Fucking... Might as well just be a new genre altogether.
It may as well call that shit Halloweensburg.
And then I watch Ghostbusters, Charlie Brown. It's great.
Charlie Brown's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I always watch that one on Halloween, and I always watch. Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Mm-hmm. I always pick.
Oh, we will also probably be watching Nightmare Before Christmas.
There you go.
It's so cliche at this point.
Corpse
to me.
Bride.
Corpse Bride. Yo.
It's not a bad movie.
I feel like all the women my age have kind of sucked the appreciation I had for Nightmare Before Christmas out of me.
Oh, yeah?
It's just all people fucking, like,
fangasm
over about. It's crazy. But I mean, I tend to watch like a random Friday the 13th, but like it's a different one each year, pretty much since I've been doing it. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna probably watch, I think, two, which nobody really cares about, and I didn't know that apparently like 1 through 4 all happen in a few days period. Like,
that's astounding.
Which is, yeah, I they never really elaborate on how that works, but it's like, well, the first 4, it's Jason, and then he's killed at the end. 5 is a different guy. 6, he's regenerated as this, like, supernatural zombie, and then that's him in perpetuity.
Mm.
So, it's interesting. I learned this when I was listening to Adam Sessler talk about the Friday the 13th game that they're making.
Which corporate cool. Chill Adam Sessler.
Yes, corporate notorious shill, Adam Sessler.
He's hilarious.
He's a cool man. I like Adam Sessler.
He's a cool man.
What is Morgan Webb doing?
She hosted a Fallout thing at E3 with Adam Sessler.
Did she? What the fuck?
But I don't know what else she's done since then.
Yeah, most of the G4 people just kind of like.
Yeah, they kind of did other things.
That's. Bringing Kevin Pryor does his own podcast, that
which is
show.
Called Attack, which is kind of funny.
So I'm like, that's kind of sad. Olivia Munn,
probably
the most successful one, I think.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick is still busy.
Yeah, he's
well,
he does
started
everything.
Out at MTV, so
he started. Yeah, he started out way before G4.
Yeah,
he's in House of 1,000 Corpses.
Did not know that.
He was one of the main people in House of 1,000 Corpses.
I don't like that movie at
Back
all.
Back when he was an alcoholic and
that movie
when he was fat.
That movie is shit.
But it has Rainn like Wilson when he was young.
Don't fucking...
No, it's it's a bad movie, but I like to watch it anyway.
Speaking of bad movies I like to watch, some of the Chucky movies I find just fascinating how... Like, they morph from dark to just comedy and then try to blend in dark comedy. Then they made some kind of weird sequel, like, last year.
Oh, yes.
That was apparently Return to Darker Roots. But the end, the kid who played Andy in the original films fucking shoots him in the head.
Yeah, he, like, at the end.
He looks like he looks like a slightly tubbier, like, slightly uglier Chris Pratt. like just like a little rough shape, you know, like
so
not even Chris Parks Pratt. And Rec era.
Oh, okay. I was like,
no, so it's like it's like right? Even a little worse looking than that.
Okay,
probably the same weight though. But no, they brought back the original kid who was the actor in those Chucky movies, so it's kind of neat in that regard.
He looks like the guy from that did the voice of Sora, that does the voice of Sora.
Sure. Yes, he grew up. Yes, he went through puberty.
Because I can't remember his name right now. Haley Joel Osment. There we go.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that Haley Joel Osment was Sora?
Is he still Sora?
He's still Sora.
Fucking A, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
His voice should have broken years ago.
It has.
Well, it has.
There's a difference between the first and second game.
Sora actually went through puberty too, huh?
Yes. He got way taller, like the beginning in 2. Well, when you first play as Sora in 2, he's in his old clothes, but they're noticeably, like short on him. Like, his legs are way longer. So he's like, this is looks really uncomfortable.
His balls are flapping out.
So Yen Sid basically makes some new clothes. Like, dude, you should just get
it. It's Disney backwards.
Get it? Yeah.
It's reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he got his first, his second set of clothes.
His second set of balls.
Because Yen Sid was very uncomfortable with him.
Haley Joel Osment, wasn't he? Was he Rorschach?
Suddenly sound like an alien, but that's probably just
no, that's not.
Was he Freddy Krueger? Who am I thinking of? Jack Earl Haley. That's it.
Yes, oh, there you are.
Rorschach.
I was like, that's not the same guy. Good job. I'm proud of you.
You know, I never really got into the Nightmare on Elm Street series, even though I thought it is more creative on paper than like Friday the 13th, but it was never for me.
I was only into Nightmare on Elm Street because of the Will Smith song. There's a nightmare on my street.
I will catch the Evil Dead series though when that pops up.
That's Sunday, I think.
Yeah, it'll be like a little Halloween.
I gotta set my DVR to that.
By the way,
wait, what?
The Evil Dead series.
Well, I don't have Stars, so.
Well, I mean, I'll find a way to, as one Christoph would say, acquire a copy.
He's gonna watch it on YouTube.
No, I'm gonna watch it on Periscope.
Okay.
That's the future.
I'll Periscope it.
I'll tune into your Periscope.
There you go.
Your West Coast feed to Periscope at 4 a.m.
I'll just say I'm doing something else and be like, yep, I'm just knitting.
No, I am telling Dylan notes. I am reading him notes for an assignment. He just happened to have Evil Dead in the background.
Yeah. Like, okay. That's just me in a very small window.
That series actually does look pretty cool. So, and I like Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness a little less so, but still, I like it. But, yeah, when they made that poker night at the inventory or whatever, then they
I had that game.
They got him, but they didn't get they got Ash, and they didn't get Bruce Campbell for the voice.
Even though Bruce Campbell probably would have done it.
I was about to say, like, Bruce Campbell isn't exactly that.
That was like in the middle of him like being in Burn Notice.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah,
didn't have that Burn Notice money.
It might have not been money. It might have been time.
That's actually a fair point. I can see that.
So,
yeah. Sorry. Halloween stuff. I know by the time you guys hear this, it'll probably. No, we'll see. But I know Halloween's coming up as of now. So I'm gonna be hanging out with a bunch of friends. In a Clark Kent costume, but I'm making it from scratch. I'm not just buying a literal Clark Kent costume. So.
You mean a suit and tie with glasses?
From scratch.
And a Superman suit?
Like I said.
I mean...
From scratch.
That's pretty much what that is.
It's not exactly the hardest costume to pull off, but I'm just trying to get my hair just the right way.
I just got a haircut, so I am prepared for going to Kamikaze this weekend.
Are you going as anybody, or just yourself?
I'm just going as handsome old me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, that's perfect.
No, you're going as your beard. So,
it's funny you say that, because Saturday night I'm shaving off my beard.
Oh my god. No, I bet as you try to, your beard fights back. No,
it shaves like just me out of existence.
No, it just like hardens, like nano machines.
It turns into steel.
Nano machines, very expensive.
Very expensive. I used to play college ball, you know.
Could have gone pro.
But yeah, I'm shaving.
He throws him up in a cannonball and like fucking punts him across the battleship. What a dumb, fucking awesome game.
Ugh, I still don't own it.
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, everybody.
But yeah, I'm shaving off the beard because November.
See, I have to shave for work, so I can't keep my beard that long ever. It's a bummer.
Yeah, you'll see. On Saturday night, you'll see me post up a picture like, yep, I'm naked in the face.
Gasp!
But I'll guarantee you by next Saturday, I'm like, oh, yep, got my beard again.
I about to say, yeah, like then it'll be the same old beard. Like, it'll just grow in thicker and fuller somehow. Mm-hmm. Somehow.
It'll be like the Santa Claus, you know? The second I shave it off, it just comes back in fuller.
It just comes back and you're like 50 pounds doughier.
Oh,
shouldn't have shaved.
Every time you do, you gain another pound.
Every hair loss is another ounce added to your tally. yeah, just Halloween, I'm hanging out with some friends. I don't think we're going trick-or-treating or anything, because I'm 21, so we'll probably get wasted. That's very likely to happen. So, what are y'all's plans for Halloween?
Nick's coming over. We are going to watch some movies.
In quotes, watch some movies.
No, we're actually going to watch movies. You jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I'll have a friend come over. A couple friends come over to play board games.
But they have
other parties that they haven't invited me to, so. Yeah.
That's so rude.
I know, right?
Kayla, I would invite you to this party. I'm gonna get shitfest at shitfest.
You're already there.
I'm more than halfway there. So
yeah. Well, I don't drink anymore. So guess what?
Oh, you say that, but
nope, I don't.
I drink less now.
I drink considerably less. Maybe like once a month.
I don't drink that much, but when I do, I go the whole 12 feet.
Not good practice.
Last time I.
9 yards.
I had a drink was like 3 weeks ago with my parents.
Also, I regret checking on Twitter right now.
Don't do that.
What happened?
The D&D thing that I usually watch on Thursday nights when we're recording right now. I'm sorry. some people kind of just, I think I know what just happened and I feel like, oh, I could have seen it. I can watch the rebroadcast later.
I'd say I thought somebody died or something, like shit.
No, actually somebody lived.
Oh no, that's even worse.
It was a character we thought was dead.
Yes.
I'm like, oh well, I'll you know what? I'll say it right here. I'll probably just become a subscriber to Geek and Sundry anyway, because I watch enough of their shows to justify it.
That's fair.
And that way I could actually watch their rebroadcasts.
Are they like Patreon, or do they have their own kind of thing?
It's a Twitch subscription.
Oh, okay.
Like, cool. You know, for Twitch.
I heard Twitch has got the rights to streaming fucking Bob Ross.
Yes. Right now, today is Bob Ross's birthday.
That's such a nice random thing.
Yeah, so right now they're streaming a marathon of just, you know.
The joy of painting.
Of the joy of painting.
It's also, well, I mean, apparently, I feel like I'm tired as is, and if I just like go to that link, it's a hypnosis move on me. Like I'll just automatically go to sleep.
I'll just regress to like my 3-year-old self watching that stuff.
Oh yeah, you'll smell the carpet you were sitting on, and
mm-hmm. The burnt sienna, the ochre,
mm-hmm.
The titanium white.
I swear to God, my dad watched that show every day when I got home from school. That was an elementary school.
Also, somebody
Dad, why are you watching this weird guy with big hair fucking paint trees? That's what I said to him.
I did.
And also, funny,
I watched it.
You guys previously mentioned Ghostbusters because it's also somebody else's birthday today.
Bill Murray's?
No, Winona Ryder.
She's not in fucking Ghostbusters.
She's in Beetlejuice.
Yes. I said Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
You said Ghostbusters.
You said Ghostbusters.
I did? Oh, well.
Yes, you did.
Michael Keaton.
Fail.
Sorry, ghosts were involved. But Beetlejuice. Yeah.
How old is
she's
she? Four, like, probably
44.
Like, what the fuck? I thought she was like 30 something.
Yeah, 44.
Hmm.
Yeah, she was a teenager in the 80s.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
She's my parents' age.
Still hot though.
Is she?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm sure she's at least cute. And I googled
and
the
let's
writer.
Go to the clip.
And now And now more Mo at the board. Mo! And with a Winona Ryder.
It's just, damn it. I wasn't prepared for that.
Mo!
Guts.
Guts. But yeah, Halloween for me. I feel like Halloween recently, it's going to be a lot different now that I can drink. So I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fighting games and a lot of liquids, I'm sure.
A lot of liquids.
We invited Solid Snake's brother.
About to make that joke, damn you.
I knew you were. Cam Clark is coming.
Actually, he's going to be... not Cam Clark. Miller is going to be at Comic-Con.
Oh, shit.
I'm bringing my copy of Metal Gear Solid 5.
I'm bringing my hamburger.
I'll ask him to record a voice message for me. Just be like, who's played the us like a damn fiddle.
Who's the voice of Miller?
The voice, fucking.
Voice actor.
I can't
remember
his name.
You know, Troy Baker is Ocelot. Because why?
Yeah,
not?
Troy Baker. Nolan
North.
Things. No. Not Nolan North.
Peter Dinklage.
Probably. I can't.
Raphael Sabarge. There we go.
Probably.
That's Caden.
God
totally.
That's Caden Alenko. Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was Cam Clark. Never mind.
Sounds like
it was. It was Cam Clark.
Wait, what?
It was Cam Clark. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was Cam Clark the whole time.
And also Liquid, yeah. Which makes sense, actually.
Really ties to one and two and two together.
Yeah, I should have actually remembered that. Well!
Well, he played you like a damn fiddle. Huh?
He sure did.
Huh?
No.
I'll have him record him just saying brother to be my text message.
Father!
Brother!
That's a game I want to play again, is Twin Snakes, probably. Or the original, I don't know.
I mean, do you still have access to a GameCube?
Yes, I do, actually. And a controller, memory card.
There you go, you can play Twin Snakes. If you have a PS3, or maybe PS4, I'm not sure. I don't think PS4.
The PS4 is kind of shitty about old stuff like that.
You could totally play the PS1 version there.
That is a fair point. I kind of do want to play through those games, because I did watch a lot of the cutscenes in a lot of those games, but it's not the same. You don't get the emotional impact of why Otacon's a fucking sad loser.
Yeah, like his father.
Like, not as sad, much of a sad loser as his father, but...
Oh, yeah.
Kind of darn close. The reason why Huey turned it was the pinnacle of his loserness is when Otacon fucked his wife.
Yeah. His own son.
Yeah.
Had more game than him.
That is why he drowned himself in a pool.
Yeah. No, that reminded me too, on Tumblr I saw a picture of like an article, or like someone photoshopped like an article that says, you know, like that's just of like, you know, Huey's betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when Ocelot's you know, asks, and Huey responds, when Ocelot asks him, "Are you a traitor?" And Huey responds, "Bitch, I might be."
God damn it.
Nice.
Fucking Huey, man. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't like him.
No, look, I think the point of the character is that you're not supposed to like him. Like, unlike Otacon, who has a bit of sympathy to him,
mm-hmm.
Huey doesn't really have that. Like, shitty things happen to him, but he does shittier things as a result.
Mm-hmm.
He's like this, like, fucked up version of Professor X.
Yeah, definitely. I can see what you mean.
Except instead of like recruiting, you know, kids to be in a superhero team, he's making child soldiers and like giant robots.
Giant death,
I mean, sure,
robots.
Why not?
Anime robots.
Before he knew what anime was.
Exactly.
But then his son discovered the Japanese animes.
Wanted to go in his father's footsteps. I honestly had no idea he was so integral to that whole thing before like this year. Like, I had a tertiary knowledge of, like, who Snake was and who Raiden was and stuff. It's like, I didn't know Revolver Ocelot was, like, incepted his Liquid's conscious into him or some shit. Like,
hypnosis.
Fucking Metal Gear 4 is weird, man.
It was mostly hypnosis.
He
literally tricked himself into becoming Liquid Snake.
It's so fucking weird, man. And then, like, Liquid Snake's body parts and Solidus's were basically stapled on the big boss, mm-hmm. but he died mm-hmm. from the Fox Die virus anyway. Oh, God.
Well, because Solidus had Fox Die, and he did not succumb to Fox Die. He got fucking, you know, killed by Raiden.
Oh, yeah, right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sorry, Kayla, Metal Gear is a very...
I know. Like, what kind of weird plot shit is going on with it?
Perplexing franchise. You just pull a name out of a hat and try to describe their story.
Naomi Hunter. Good,
Oh, God.
Fucking all of the cutscenes for Metal Gear Solid 4. And
that guy who shits his pants.
This is weird.
Yeah, that would be Meryl's husband.
So why can't the guy who shits his pants be like a baby shitting his diaper in Phantom Pain?
You meet his grandfather in Metal Gear Solid 3.
Really?
Yeah.
And he shits his pants?
Yeah.
God damn it. Why are they so devoted to that guy?
His name is also Johnny.
Of course it is. But he had beautiful baby.
It was a Russian GRU soldier. It was marvelous.
I still want to see, like, you know, a baby shitting his pants, shitting his diaper in fucking Phantom Pain. That'd be good.
That man will marry Meryl Silverberg.
Exactly.
She likes it when he poops on her.
Oh God, that's why
she's already seen him naked. She in Metal Gear Solid 1. He was that soldier, and she's the one who took his uniform to disguise herself.
And Meryl's like, I like the cut of this guy's jib and his fucking logs that he fucking cuts from his butt.
Imagine, like, the night they're gonna, like, yeah, their honeymoon. He's like getting
the marriage.
They're gonna consummate the marriage, and then, like, he gets naked and, like, turns around, and she just has, like, a flashback. He's like, wait a minute, I know that ass anywhere.
It was you.
You?
So,
shit on me.
The last time I ever read a Batgirl, was when they were doing some weird thing and she ran into Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Who was in disguise as a Russian guy because everybody thinks he's dead.
Yes.
And she kind of figures out it's him because she looks at his ass.
Yeah.
She's like, I know that ass.
I know.
I fucked
he's
that
like,
ass.
There was he even tells the girl that he's with, he's like, no. She's she fucking remembers everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, but that's Dick Grayson. But he's dead.
That's
so
a dick
mind.
Butt.
That's a dick
Grayson
butt.
Ass, yeah.
That's a Grayson ass if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. that's the last episode. I think that's the last issue of Batgirl I ever
the
read.
Newest, yeah, there's the newest issue, apparently. It was like a whole wedding thing. I don't know what happened, though.
Well, the thing is that I haven't gone to that comic book store in like 3 months. Because I'm never over there.
Now they're out of business.
No, absolutely not. Neil at Boomerang Comics is doing fantastic, and I love it. But I'm just never over there.
I need to pick up my comics from my regular place in East LA. Because I haven't gone in like a month. And
my regular stop's been kind of swamped too. The Comixology, you know, shopping cart has been pretty out there lately for me. I don't know.
I haven't read the last two issues of Invincible, and I'm devastated by that. I need to know. I need to also read.
I need more Saga and...
Bitch Planet. You're in luck. Now. You're in luck because they're both on break.
I know. I'm so mad.
I mean, if you want to read more Brian K. Vaughan, the Paper Girls just started.
Heard.
If you like Monster Squad and shit like that, it's kind of like that, but, you know, all female protagonists.
And yeah, I think I saw that.
It was pretty interesting first issue.
And then I need more Wicked and Vine.
Yes.
And Immaterial Girl.
I know there's those two have had issues come out recently.
I think I have them.
Phonogram definitely has one that come out like in the last week.
Has it? Shit.
Yeah.
I didn't see it on the Comixology app. But I'm kind of poor because I have to pay rent on Sunday. So
I couldn't pick them up because I was like saving my money for, for Kamikaze.
That's smart.
Yes, but I'm most likely going to spend all this money on either supplies, because they're a lot cheaper at cons, or to commission some stuff, probably.
Neat.
From whatever artists I like there.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to be the commissioner. Like,
Yes, I'm going to be a commissioner. I'm
like James Gordon.
Yes, I'm going to put on this. I already have a mustache. I'm just going to dye it white. How about that? Tomorrow, I shave off everything but my mustache, dye it white, dye my hair white,
put on a Then you're Volvo Ocelot, too.
Yes. Oh, wait, no, yep. My hair isn't that long.
Ah, son of a bitch. You're going to have to get extensions then.
Fine.
That's how it has to be.
You tell me this right after I got my hair cut? Gah, Dylan.
It's his fault, not mine.
I blame
you. I hope old guys at cons just go as Metal Gear cosplayers.
And Stanley.
Yeah, Stanley, Revolver Ocelot the whole time.
If I ever see a Revolver Ocelot at this con, I'm just gonna immediately shout at him, brother!
Or just, he's like, you're pretty. No, that's.
And every other yak.
No, you would just say, that's okay, pretty then. Good, or you're pretty good.
You're pretty good.
And then and point the fingers.
You have the gesture, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He would like that. I bet any Revolver Ocelot cosplayer would dig that.
Now, imagine. No, imagine if, freaking! Oh, never mind. Troy Baker's not going to be there.
Oh, it's not like he's busy or anything.
Yeah, it's not like he's busy. Voicing everything,
doing everything, being everyone.
He was also really good in Tales from the Borderlands.
Yeah, I forgot he was in that. Isn't he Reese?
He's Reese. Yeah. With Chris Hardwick as Vaughn.
I want to dig through those games because I heard episode 5 was really
good. It was really good. It was a really good ending. This was my favorite Telltale game so far.
That's what everybody's been telling me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which it had a great ending as opposed to Life is Strange.
I don't follow that game at all. I heard good things about that too though.
It was a very Mass Effect 3-ish type of ending.
Oh shit!
Where it's both endings, kind of like, hey, all these decisions and plot threads you thought we were gonna follow through with, nah. It's just make a decision here.
Just green.
Pick your ending.
Blue, red.
Do you guys really care for the game that much, or?
I want to play the game, but
okay.
Again, it's just about a matter of making time.
I know almost nothing about it, so.
Well, basically, the ending is like, do you want to save the town or nah?
Man, that's such a compelling choice. I want to kill everybody.
Then you're gonna pick then.
All right then. Cool.
You've got the ending already set for you.
Cool.
Let's go.
I think Fallout 3 did that a while ago. I could be wrong. Do you get a sweet house, rent, apartment out of it?
No.
And what am I even doing?
This is bullshit.
Do you wanna fuck something, or do you want your town?
Fuck somebody over.
Or do you want, your hometown and everybody you knew to be alive?
Banging or not to bang? That is the question.
That is the question.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, I did the thing with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that awful.
We're some people worst. Are like, yeah, no, it's a great, and I'm like, for me. But I guess for you, maybe.
You never know. Hey, guy. Okay, I just thought. Okay, random question for you guys. Yep. Do you guys know what MAGFest is?
Yeah, Music and Gaming Festival.
Okay. I didn't know that, but now I know.
I kind of want to go, but I don't know who I'd go with. Yeah, because flights to Maryland are fucking uber cheap. So.
Go with the random assault crew.
That's true. They'd let me fucking be their parasitic cyst or something, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be on their MAGFest podcast.
I'll be their Willy.
Yeah, there you go.
But no, I just heard it because I know Brett Elson will be going, and well, Did you guys hear what happened to Brent?
No.
No, great.
What happened?
Yeah, Brett Elston has left Capcom.
What?
You guys need to host the VG Empire.
Okay.
I
hadn't finished the last Rocktober, so.
He's not working there anymore. Yeah.
Where is he working at?
He's in a transitionary phase. I think he's probably saved up enough, and I know his significant other works, has a job. So.
With Disno.
With Jensen, as it were.
Oh, cool.
It's a pretty good inn, actually. No, but he can probably afford to just, like, you know, have a couple months and figure that shit out. So.
Yeah, does he want to try and go onto the Patreon with them? Because, man, Patreon takes money out.
Oh, yeah.
They're not like, here's all
that's
9,
why they still probably, like, run ads and do other things that make money. That's exactly why, you know, like, the kind of funny people do that too. And anybody with Patreon, really. It's hard to. You can't survive just in the Patreon.
No, you cannot.
I mean, if it was just me making $9,000 a month, even if Patreon took half, I'd be fine, but I am not LaserTime.
And I don't live in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is, like, the more people, like, I've always thought for the last year, like, you know, eventually California's gonna dry up and people just slide right into Texas. Like, it.
There are more states in between, like, California and
Texas. It's a really long slide.
You do know that.
It's a really long slide. They'll go right through Colorado.
They're gonna go slide north.
They'll go right through Colorado.
Arizona. Nevada.
They're all shaped like squares because they're for the people who live there are squares. I said it here first.
Okay. Boom.
Well organized, you dick.
Fucking Colorado looks just like Wyoming. What the fuck do you want from me? The same state.
I'm not gonna deny it.
I mean, fucking those map makers are fucking piece of shit. They didn't go by rivers or anything. They just made fucking squares. It's like,
well, there was no defining, like,
you know, river that's like, oh, this will be the border.
Well, like, it was that desert. Easy in the old days. The colonial.
Back in the wild, wild times of the colonial times.
But yeah, I feel like not. I just feel like Texas will probably be the next big place. Like that or like Seattle. Like Seattle's already there, kind of.
Man, I hope all the fucking progressives come to Texas. Please, God.
Yeah, but do you want like tech bros?
I'd rather have them.
Yeah, I guess lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
It's the lesser.
Do I want the rednecks that are here now? Neoconservatives, people who fucking voted for Ted Cruz.
I would say the Trump 2016 stickers.
Ugh. I haven't seen any of those yet.
Yet.
Thank God. I haven't seen any of those yet.
Yeah, me. I honestly don't know many people who would vote for Trump, earnestly.
Yeah.
So. Thank fucking God.
Yeah, all the young people are like Bernie.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see how far that goes. I feel like
we're not going for Hillary.
No, but I feel like Hillary's on the upswing now. We'll see how long that lasts, though. But
I don't know.
I don't care for that much, but whatever. I don't know.
I'll vote when I have to.
You need to care, you son of a bitch.
I'll vote when I have to.
No, I said I don't care for her. Not that I don't care. Oh,
it's like
I'll do my research and I'll make my vote. Won't talk about it much though.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney, bringing him back.
Yeah. Oh damn! You found out. Oh.
Yep.
God.
I
damn it.
Played you like a fiddle.
Actually, I'm voting for Palpatine.
Ah yes. Okay.
Okay.
Also known as former Pope Benedict.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Living Palpatine. How different could two popes be than the one we have now to the one that was before?
I was a Nazi youth. Group member,
woohoo! And
but
like,
I can see why he did that. So,
well, yeah. I mean, if he didn't, he was gonna die. I mean,
yeah.
So.
Would I rather live or die?
Gotta weigh those fucking options, huh?
Yeah.
I know what I'd choose.
You would flip.
Nah, so cyanide good. Pill. Right there.
I would punch. I would Hitler in the face.
I'd That's make right. myself the cover of
I
Captain
punched
America
Hitler over 200 times.
I'd pledge and pledge and pledge and pledge until I was right close to him, then wring his neck.
Fucking stab him in the face.
Boom. Pull Tom Cruise Operation Valkyrie on his ass.
Oh this yeah, except it'll work.
Except it'll work and not be a shit movie.
Yeah.
It'll be like Quentin Tarantino. fucking bastards.
Inglorious Bastards.
Inglorious Bastards. That's
Allah,
yeah. I need to watch that movie again. I haven't seen that movie since fucking high school. So
I haven't watched it in a while.
Oh my god.
I'll watch that and then actually, you know what? Like the week
Hateful Eight, let's do this.
Well, the week before Hateful Eight, I'll watch you know, Inglourious Bastards and Django, like the day before. Well, you know, the week before. I'm not gonna make it all one day.
Right.
Yeah. And be like, yep, getting ready for this. I'll try to secure also to get like IMAX ones, because those apparently is gonna be the longer one with the intermission.
Mm-hmm. Yum yum.
Speaking of tickets, did you guys get any for Star Wars?
Star Wars? Nope.
I'm going to be out of the country when that comes out, and by the time I get back, I feel like it won't be that fucking crazy, because I'm not coming back. It comes out the 18th. I'm not getting back till like, the 27th.
Mm.
I think it should
be
fine.
I will be on lockdown. Like,
nope. No Twitter.
Unfortunately,
no one tell me shit.
Me and my lady friend's 6-month anniversary will happen, but that time I'm gone too, so we'll have to do something after. It's special.
Mine is right before.
She loves Star Wars, so
yeah.
Star Wars, that's it. There you go. You got it. Bam.
Well, I mean, of course that's it, but it's just like I wish I could do it on the day.
Star Wars, but you're dressed up as Jar Jar Binks.
Ah, great. Yes. Perfect gift. I'll get her a female gun outfit to go accompany.
There you go.
With.
There you go. See, perfect. Perfect date.
All right, Marco, I'm writing this down.
Oh my god.
Jar.
So if you
also
like
have to learn to speak
to
like
you
a
can
Gungan.
Listen to more of us on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever. We are PNB.
I'm
you
trying
to follow
to get
me
us
on Twitter. I'm at Kayla Zumbaum. Yeah, you can follow Mr. Tier Dylan Tierney as Tierney.
You can just say Phase on 117, man.
And you can also do Phase on 177.
117.
7.
Pretend
whatever.
It's Master Chief. Except it's way lamer.
Master Chef, Master Cook Chef.
Bork.
Onion Chef, whatever. You can follow Marco at Boxy Marco on Twitter, because he's amazing that way. You can follow Landon, he's never here. But you can follow Landon Bambus. You can follow Mr. Travis Foster at Tober Bison. Tell him to get well. He is feeling a little underneath the weather.
There he is. He's feeling a little underneath that weather.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That they're in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can also go to Front Doors Gamer. That's where Dylan writes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can follow Marxo's art at DeviantArt.
Marxo, that's a commie if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
You
I haven't done
bastard.
Anything there.
And then find your name and put in the hashtag afterwards.
Oh, God, every week.
Marco Villopando.
Marco Villopando.
Go to ArtStation.
Go to ArtStation. That's where he is. Yep, there you go. ArtStation. I write for no one and do nothing.
Except Nick.
Because I'm not even going to deny that. Hey, I'm an adult and he's an adult. Whatever.
I'm not judging you. Shut the fuck up.
Relationship. Alright, so, that's it for us today. Maybe you'll see us next week. I don't know.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I feel like the three of us are the most available. So.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe Travis will get like some kind of nanomachine technology to make him able to.
We'll install a codec on him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Great. And yeah, we'll take any time out of his day.
Yep. And yeah. So there. You've had fun listening to us. I'm sorry for all the clicking and clacking, because some of us have been playing video games while we've been recording.
Yeah.
That's normal.
That's my shit to deal with. So.
Sorry, Dylan.
Bye-bye.
That's fine.
And we're out. Bye.
Bye-bye.